Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's local news and information. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti. All right, so let's just get started with this. It's been a week and some change since we've had you on our Let's Talk program, and I think we both know that the wheels never stop spinning for the Chamber. Can you kind of update me on what you've been up to over the last week or so?
We're always working on something, that's for sure. So we've been working on getting the farmers market certified with the SNAP program so that we are able to use the Double Up Food Bucks program that is happening at Fairway now. And so we're hoping to have a new offering at the farmers market, but it'll take a little bit time to get things situated with that. So that'll be a benefit to our community as well as our vendors, and bring more people out to utilize that program and get some fresh produce. We're also waiting for the right time to have the library's food program, the nutrition program that they've had with a grant to provide some free produce at some of our farmers markets once a month. So the weather hasn't really been cooperating so that the produce isn't quite ready, but we're hoping to have a free sweet corn next Thursday. And then sometime in August, we'll have one night where there will be free melon. And then in September, we will have one night where there will be free apples, thanks to the Perry Public Library and the nutrition program that they have put on to help people have access to. We're just kind of waiting to see how that plays out, but so far so good with the farmers market and with people coming out, wearing face masks, keeping their distance, getting fantastic local produce and baked goods, and going from there.
So now, last time you were on the program, you talked a little bit about a upcoming event, Craft After the Sip and Shop program that you ran last fall. That was a huge success. Can you tell me a little bit more about what to expect tonight?
Last year, we had some great success with some sip and shop events, which were after-hours shopping events with some complimentary refreshments by the merchants. It was a chance for people that maybe normally aren't able to get out during regular business hours to come out. Some of the businesses had specials, and of course the refreshments are always nice too. So with that success in the past, and with, you know, businesses having been closed and people still a little hesitant getting out, there was just some discussion between the merchants group as far as what can we do to encourage people to still come out and shop, but still maintaining distance and being safe while they do it. And so looking at an after-hours shopping experience again, but this time closing down the street so that there's extra space for people to wait outside before going in if the shops are already full, or to finish their beverage outside so that it can allow for space to come back in. So that is actually tonight, Friday, July 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. We are closing down 2nd Street between Willis Avenue and Lucinda. And again, that is primarily to provide a little extra elbow room for people to maintain some space between themselves and other shoppers or others outside of their party that they're walking around with, to, you know, reintroduce some folks back into these businesses to see what's new for summer and almost into fall already. And, you know, have a little bit of fun, but still have that safe distance so that we can kind of keep everybody safe while we're at it. So we are encouraging masks while shopping, in between sipping, and just really being aware of others around you and utilizing the street as extra space. So you are able to bring beverages back out onto the street and the sidewalk while you're waiting, while you're finishing. But you just can't bring anything back inside from another establishment. So this is a new spin off of, you know, an existing series of events. And so we're hoping that, you know, people will kind of enjoy it and participate in it, but still be mindful of others and stay safe. And so we're just the first time doing it, so we'll see how it goes. But ultimately, the goal is to get folks into those businesses and see what's new, and provide that extra elbow room while we're at it.
And staying on the topic of this event, certainly small businesses have been impacted greatly by this pandemic, with foot traffic being diminished and having to close down throughout a couple of weeks. Can you tell me a little bit about how excited you are to be able to work with the Merchants Group and put together this creative and safe event?
You know, we're always looking for ways to support our member businesses. And with our weekly Merchants Group check-ins, we've been meeting virtually on Zoom so that we can kind of see what's going on, what's new, where the support is needed. And this idea really came from that group saying, you know, what do you need right now? And the big thing is, now that they're open, still a matter of inviting people to come in, because people are hesitant and everyone understands that. So looking for creative ways to kind of maintain that space, bring people in so that they still feel, you know, part of everything. And so we'll just see how it goes. But ultimately, it's a matter of, you know, listening to our members and being creative with how we can support them and keep things safe while we're doing it.
Sounds like an exciting time for the Chamber. Is there anything else that you're currently working on that you can talk to me about, or anything else that our listeners should be aware of regarding the Chamber?
I think that about covers it right now. Just a reminder about the Farmers Market every Thursday night, and to consider supporting our businesses and doing business locally, whether it's shopping, calling ahead to see of new hours, doing takeout or delivery for restaurants. We're all in it together and supporting each other as we go.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pizzuti. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.